Sports.
All right. So, Crossroads Sports, we didn't do a show this week. We took a week off to kind of charge the batteries, get rejuvenated, to prepare for next week. And lo and behold, the day after we would normally do our radio show, the breaking news happens today around noon. John Carson Wentz traded from Philadelphia to Indianapolis for a 2021 third-round pick, a conditional 2022 second-round pick that could be a first. But the trade's down. The Indianapolis Colts have their quarterback now, at least for the next couple years. Initial thoughts that I've seen is the fact that half the fan base is happy, half the fan base is pissed. But if you look at it, you didn't have a quarterback. You needed somebody. So
right.
Carson Wentz from the Eagles, who paid him over $100 million, they're still going to be on the hook for that contract. But Eagles got rid of their anointed one a couple years ago that they anointed Indianapolis. Your thoughts?
Listen. This is like I said, man. Chris Ballard is a con man. When you think about so initially the Eagles wanted a Stafford-like haul back from any team, and that's kind of what was reported like a week and a half ago from the Bears, because the Bears were interested in Carson Wentz's services. It's a good deal because, it's a good deal. Nobody, not even the Colts, gave up a first rounder. You know what I'm saying, for Carson Wentz, right? And there's a lot of question marks on his performance the last 2 years, for sure. You know what I'm saying? Because this ain't 2017. 2017, man, nobody was thinking about trading Carson Wentz, even when he you know what I'm saying, got hurt.
Right.
You know what I mean? Nobody was thinking about trading Carson Wentz. So, but, you know what I'm saying, there has been some locker room discord between him and the head coach. You know what I'm saying? The Eagles got rid of the head coach, and now they got rid of, you know what I'm saying, and the initial step was they thought they were going to keep him, but I guess Sirianni went in there and said, no, there's no way we can work with this particular quarterback either. So,
that's interesting you say that, because I went to Philadelphia radio today and was listening to some of that, and word on Philadelphia's side is the fact that they brought in Sirianni, they were talking with Wentz, and they couldn't get the dude mentally to buy in. And right. The fact that he was checked out and ready to leave there, Philly had no choice. Philly was going to keep him. Sirianni, I guess, Mercedes wanted to keep Wentz there. It's the fact that they went to the dude and said, hey, we got a new head coach, we got this, and Wentz is just like, no, I want out. And he was mentally just couldn't deal with it, so they're like, all right, I guess we got rid of him, and you're taking $36 million dead cap.
Right. That's why it's a good deal, man. The Colts didn't absorb. All the thing the Colts going to absorb is two more years on his contract. I think he makes like $15 million a year.
Yep.
Something like, it might be a little bit more than that. But, and then there's another $10 million signing bonus that kind of goes into effect once the league, you know what I'm saying, starts back in doing business. But yeah, $33 million, $36 million that the Philadelphia Eagles got to eat, not the Colts. So again, I chime it up with a lot of Colts fans, either on Crossroads Sports Facebook page or either on Three Foolish Men, the Twitter account. And people just think that you can move up from 21 to get you a Russell Wilson, or move from 21 to get you a Deshaun Watson, or you can get you, you know what I'm saying? You can't go to Keystone, like I told somebody today, man, you can't go to Keystone Mall with $100 and think you're going to run out of there with a bunch of shopping bags. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
the Colts didn't really have a whole lot of capital or equity. Great capital. They have capital and equity, but they just don't have. And this, you know, saying the NFL is not NBA. They're not going to leverage, you know, 6-7 years of first round picks just for somebody like Carson Wentz, or even quote unquote what somebody thinks we should go out and get Russell Wilson again. Because again, like we said before on the show, Russell Wilson just wants more say. He don't want to be traded,
right?
Per se, you know what I'm saying. So, I thought it was a pretty good deal. You know, Carson Wentz wasn't necessarily on my first list of radar, you know, of quarterbacks that the Colts cut should go after. They have a veteran, you know what I'm saying? They have a veteran defense. They have a veteran offensive line. They have a veteran even special teams now, right? So you can't – if you could move up, which you couldn't, right? If you could move up to get one of those top five quarterbacks that are out there, you know what I'm saying? And we know the names of Trevor Lawrence and whatnot, Zach Attack, right? And Justin Fields. If you could, then you're basically kind of hitting the real reboot button for sure, because they ain't got a rookie quarterback. And I get rookies are a little bit more, there's a little bit more better grade curve, success or failure, right, with rookie quarterbacks. But still, man, you know what I'm saying? If you have what you believe to win, and I'm not going to say Super Bowl, even though it came out of my mouth, if you have what you believe to win the AFC South, a rookie not necessarily going to win the AFC South for you. So at least with this particular pick of trade, you know what I'm saying, you don't lose your first round pick. Right. You don't even lose your second round pick, and you can use that on elite level talent or first pick talent that, you know what I'm saying, that you can get and pick you a nice left tackle.
Yeah.
Or pick you a great or pick you a good edge rusher or whatever, or safety or a corner or whatever the needs that you think you need going first, that they knew they needed before Phillip Rivers retired.
Yeah, it's, you know, and you look at it, you talked about it. Obviously this year the Colts are gonna have a $25 million cap hit for the Colts. Of that contract, 9.3 of it's going to go to the Eagles, but that's fine because you were already paying Phillip Rivers $25 million, so that's almost equals out with that value. Next year you only have $22 million on the cap, so it's not that bad. You still have $53 million in cap space to go after what you need, whether it be a left tackle, a wide receiver, cornerbacks, you know, an edge rusher. You have that type of thing. The best thing I said about Carson Wentz is the fact that he's a serviceable quarterback who has upside, and that's kind of what you need. You've got him for 2 years. You're not on the hook for six, 7 years for that. He's serviceable. And if you look at it, John, realistically, he's probably the only realistic option that the Colts had. I mean, you could talk Sam Darnold, but you tell Colts fans right now, Sam Darnold or Carson Wentz, they're probably going to go Carson Wentz. The biggest question mark out of all this, can he stay healthy? Can the Colts keep Carson Wentz healthy? And if you look at that, then you're going back to say, okay, well, this is kind of like an Andrew Luck situation. Could the Colts keep Andrew Luck healthy? It's going to come down to the offensive line, your left tackle. You put it on Facebook page a week or two ago, left tackles going into the draft, getting one of those guys, the guy from Oregon, Bama, Notre Dame, those top three guys. Or do they look at the guy from Cosme from Texas? Or do they look free agency, Villanueva from the Steelers, some of these other guys, the guy from the Ravens. Do you look at that and try to pull off another trade? Because if you move Nelson, then you're going to free up the middle. And you want to put a rookie there. And that's kind of what got Andrew Luck hurt, is when the pass rushers were coming right through the middle. So that's where the Colts are going to look next. I've heard all the sports guys saying, you know, they're not over yet. The Colts aren't done yet. They're not. They're still got a lot more pieces. Is this a move for the Colts to go to the Super Bowl? As everybody's saying, they're going to the Super Bowl or bust. Greeny and all these people. Colts fans, calm down. All right? This is the first piece of what you need to get there. Okay? The first order of the business is the AFC South. Because you haven't won AFC South in, what, 3-4 years? Since this, at least in this regime of Chris Ballard. Get the division first. Then work on the wild card or divisional, then the conference championship to get there. You're getting your pieces. This is what you need. You need a serviceable quarterback. You got him. You didn't have to sell the farm for it. I like it. John, I think one of the biggest things I put on Twitter is the fact that this is now up to Frank Wright. This is Frank Wright's job not to screw this up, because or he's going to be on the hook.
If Carson Wentz comes in and he blunders, it's not going to be Chris Ballard that takes the brunt, even though he's the one to ultimately pull the trigger on the trade, right? It's going to be Frank Wright, because this is Frank Wright's guy from his system that they had set in place when Frank Wright was the OC in Philadelphia. Again, a lot of times folks around here, media, are not as critical as they should be about Frank Wright, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to, again, I go back to that playoff game they had against Baltimore and the analytics. He went to the analytics instead of going to, like, the field for the game and, like, dude, what are we doing here? For, you know what I mean? But, again, you can't – I don't want to cry. I was still built too much. I just know the fans remember. I remember for sure. So, but, like, yeah, man, if offensive blind play versus offensive blind play that Philadelphia had, the stats would tell you that Philadelphia actually has a little bit better offensive line play, but I don't think stats and analytics don't always tell you the right story. Mm-hmm. We have a better running back. We have a better rushing attack than Philadelphia has. We have a better until we see what happens with Mo Alley Cox and some of the other receivers, you know what I'm saying, T.Y. included. We have a better receiving corps. This field needs to improve than Philadelphia has.
The Colts may get Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz is possibly coming there. If the Colts
need to get
them.
Yeah, but we definitely have a better defense. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it'd be a defense that is going to improve because, again, we didn't give away the farm in that second pick or that first pick. How do you want to see – anybody want to see – so think about this. Anthony Cassanzo in 2011 was pick 22 in a left tackle. So this is pick 21.
Right.
I would assume that Chris Ballard picks a left tackle. Either from the kid from Leatherwood from Alabama or the guy from up the road, the Notre Dame kid, Eckenberg from Notre Dame. But some of these, here's the thing though, but they're from Russian, the edge rushers. So again, I don't want to, I heard noise. It's noise about J.J. Watt coming in. J.J. Watt still wants to get paid, right? I don't think the Colts, from what Chris Ballard is kind of a guy that not overpaying, we've seen this, not overpaying for, you know what I'm saying, somebody else's old car. I hate to use that analogy, but that it is what it is. I won't say J.D. Byrider, but J.J. Watt this past year played 16 games. The past couple seasons, man, he hasn't made it through a season. So if the Colts do have aspirations of making the playoffs and or winning a division, you don't want to, you know what I'm saying, you know, we already got a question mark at quarterback, like you just said 10 seconds ago about his health, right? So, but why do we want to bring any more quote unquote unhealthy, you know what I'm saying?
JJ is more of a 3-4 guy than a 4-3. So I don't think he fits into the system as well. If you look at backups for Wentz, I mean, you got Jacob Eason in there.
I guess,
is he going to be the main backup then? I mean, surely Jacoby's going to be he's not going to come back now.
He's going to sign something. He's probably going back home. He might
go to the Steelers. Who knows? They need a quarterback. You know, we got Dwayne Haskins in there. But especially after all that. But, yeah, Carson last year, 16 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, threw for 2,600 yards before he got hurt. And I was just watching a package on the TV a little bit ago of his era and the time he had in Philadelphia. From what he was in 2017, and he got hurt with the leg, the torn ACL, and then a concussion, and then the back injury. What it does for the Colts, it gives them more of that, I think, that run-pass option that they were looking for. Jacoby really couldn't run. He could run close when you wanted that rush. Phillip Rivers couldn't run. But now you got that true run-pass option that you can put with Nyheim Hines, with Jonathan Taylor, with a Carson Wentz that could run. You probably don't want him to run as much. But you have that option that opens up the playbook. And I think that's going to look great for the Colts. Hell, I said it today, and Colts Nation kind of went after me. Go ahead and give him number 12. Let him wear number 12 out there. Just to stick a little bit. Let him wear number 12, John. Let him wear it.
It don't matter. It doesn't matter because Andrew Luck ultimately quit on you.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Real quick, because I've got some friends and colleagues that are Eagles fans. On the other side of this, as you're the Philadelphia Eagles, what's your thoughts now that you've traded Carson Wentz? Jalen Hurts is the guy now. He's the main guy, and you've got a possible – you at least got a third-round pick and a second-rounder for the following year, 2022, that could be a first, which is most likely going to be a first, and you play 75% of the snaps. What do you look like for the Eagles?
They got to improve on defense. They have to improve on defense. They themselves do the edge rusher to themselves, right? So they got to improve on defense. Actually, their line play was fine. That line's gonna have to adjust to the mobility or going to have to adapt. So they might even look at aligning themselves
right.
Some of the later rounds that they have. But that line, they're gonna look to the Jalen Hurts doesn't necessarily have the arm that Carson Wentz does, but he has very great athleticism. I mean, I don't think that's, you know what I'm saying, that's a no-brainer right there. But you can't even get to the fact Jalen Hurts can play position. There's no question of that. But this is definitely a reboot for them. And, you know, say if Sirianni can make it to year three, I'll be shocked. I'll be surprised.
You think he'll just be two and done?
It's just because the, like, what they – they can't go up so much money, so what free agents are gonna come there? They can't sign none. They're still paying Carson Wentz.
Right.
So you starting fresh and new. You starting with a,
But I think that's good with a rookie quarterback, with quote unquote rookie Jalen Hurts. your expectations aren't going to be high the first year. I think Howie Long, Howie Roseman, and Jeffrey Lurie. I know it is, but I mean, Philadelphia's got to sit there and look at the sheet themselves and say, okay, we only got this much in cap. So I think the Colts were waiting until the cap numbers came out this morning of what the cap was going to be for next year. And I've heard other people say today, hey, there's going to be a lot of faces that are big face names in these towns that aren't going to be there by the time the actual league year starts for next year because the cap's just not there. But it's a good start for the Colts. Is this going to put them straight into the Super Bowl, as some of these Yahoo Colts fans and media saying? It's not, but it's a good piece to get there.
Right. I don't want to kick the Colts fans in the balls, right? Sorry. Because I'm a Colts fan too, man. But, you know, the Chiefs improved their line play. They get their left tackle back. They're back in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes ain't going nowhere. As you can see, the Buffalo Bills have dramatically improved. As you can see, you know what I'm saying, Cleveland has dramatically improved. And so when the Ravens, when that shoe falls,
in Buffalo,
whenever they resign Lamar, that team has improved. So the Colts, you know what I'm saying, the Colts got to. I'm not saying they got to get in line, but it's gonna be easier said than done to get, you know what I'm saying, to play Kansas City next year in the AFC Championship game.
Okay, perfect. Well, we just wanted to come on real quick, give a quick analysis of the trade from today, because we couldn't wait till next week's show. So,
it's too big.
It's
like LeBron big, but this is big. Yeah.
Exactly. housekeeping for next week's show. We've got a great show next Wednesday night, 6 p.m. We've got Jason Roach, head coach of Evansville North Basketball down in Evansville. He's going to be joining us about the 7:15 hour, 6:15 for those of you in Evansville or Southern Indiana that's on a weird-ass time zone. So, but he's going to be joining us then. And then around 6:15, an hour before, 6:15, we've got ESPN 1070 The Fan, 93.5, JMV, local India sports talk radio here. The voice from 3 to 6 every day is actually on right now talking. But JMV will be joining us as well next week. That's our big, big guest. Be joining us. We'll be chumming it out. Yeah. Obviously, everything from Colts to Pacers to his own personal interest to the hashtag, JMV Takeover on Saturday night. So we'll be hitting up with him next week. But until then, if anything else happens, we may come back on our Facebook Live. John, if you ask me, this video is a hell of a lot better than some of the choppiness we've had in previous ones.
Listen, Facebook came through, man.
They did. They did. So thanks, everybody, for watching. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share. Podcast to be up on this if you just want to listen to it instead of seeing our ugly mugs. And we'll see you guys next week. Crossroads Sports Radio.